The World This Week, Business.
Elon Musk changed course and offered to go ahead with his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter, but only if a forthcoming trial that could force him to complete the takeover is stopped. A recent preliminary hearing in the case did not go well for his legal team. The mercurial Mr. Musk offered to take Twitter private in April, said the offer was on hold in May, and abandoned the deal in July, prompting the legal action. He has suggested that he will turn the platform into X, an everything app, similar perhaps to the super apps that combine messaging, shopping, and services in Asia. Stock markets rallied briefly over the first 2 days of trading of the fourth quarter after a brutal sell-off at the end of the third quarter. Despite some gains in August, share indices recorded an overall loss from July 1st to September 30th. The S&P 500 was down by 5% over the quarter. September was its worst month since March 2020, the start of the pandemic. The Nasdaq Composite shed 4% and the Dow Jones Industrial Average 7%. Bond markets were calmer. The yield on 10-year British gilts eased back to around 4% after the government ditched its plan to scrap the top rate of income tax. 2 months ago, the yield was around 2%. The yield on the 10-year US Treasury fell back to 3.6%, having risen above 4%. In Britain, banks started reoffering some mortgage products they had withdrawn amid the market uncertainty. The interest rate on an average 2-year fixed-rate mortgage rose above 6% for the first time since 2008. OPEC Plus said it would cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day, around 2% of global supply. The headline figure is the biggest reduction to output since 2020, but some OPEC members are already struggling with production targets, so the overall effect will be lower. Still, it was a blow for the Biden administration and European governments, which had pressed the cartel to keep cuts to a minimum so that prices don't rise. The White House press secretary said that OPEC was now clearly aligning with Russia. Annual inflation in the Netherlands, measured by the CPI, surged to 14.5% in September. Energy prices were up by 200% year on year. Turkey's inflation rate rose above 83%. Transport and food prices increased at an even faster clip.